It's your hot dog song of the week with Jarbex. Think of a home weirder.
Hey, listeners, it's Jarbex again with my hot dog song of the week.
Hot dogs here, hot dogs.
I don't know that I'll ever write a song dealing with a troubled relationship with another person. At least not in public, but if I do, I hope it sounds as elegant as this episode's song. It's called Scapegoat, and it's by budding ACM at UCO singer-songwriter and student leader Delaney Fields. As I've hinted, Scapegoat grapples with difficult emotions, and as the title suggests, it's about a hurtful coping mechanism that pursues self-preservation through manipulation of others. Delaney Fields presents a personal experience of dealing with someone who is a, quote, terrible poser faking your wings, as the opening line outright establishes. What I particularly like is that despite the defensive tone of the song, there are glimpses of empathy, acknowledging that, to use a popular phrase, hurt people hurt people. The song does feel hurt, but it isn't just because of the victim who is being scapegoated here. No, it also has the capacity to understand the hurt that leads to scapegoating, too, and you sense it in the song as well, especially with lines like, quote, "We're all just trying to get by." This is why, despite the somewhat solemn tone of Scapegoat, it includes ribbons of plinking piano and soft muted trumpet, played by Derek Brown and Kelton Lott, respectively, to join Delaney's acoustic guitar. The guitar strums in a 6/8 time signature that feels like it's digging deep into muddy emotions with every step forward as it navigates this situation. But those lofty additional instruments feel to me like lightweight breezes and clouds on a bright day, clearing the skies of darkness. Even so, the song does not budge with its boundaries. Anchored especially by the strong lead and secondary vocals, it does offer some sympathy, but not at the expense of safety. The song leaves little gray area in calling out its subject for toxic behavior, and while we're just hearing one side of this story, it's an inherently necessary one. Scapegoat is part of a new EP from Delaney Fields called The Words I've Never Said Before, and it releases this month as a deluxe edition with new mixes and masters, plus additional music not in the original release. If you like the elevated singer-songwriter vibe I'm about to play for you, give the rest of it a shot. Here is Scapegoat by Delaney Fields.
Terrible poser, faking your wings. Love one another until you sting. Take all your pieces. Make them believe that you're true. Wonderful imposter almost made me believe. Questioning myself like the brown turning leaves. A blessing and a curse that I can see through you. Cause the drugs won't help you survive. And new people. And I don't wanna be your scapegoat. And I don't see the point in what to faking happiness won't set you free. And I just wish you would let go. Persona, who made you think you have to earn love by twisting things? I do feel sorry, but that doesn't mean you can hurt me. Cause the drugs won't help you survive, and new people won't help your lies. We're all just trying to get by. And I don't wanna be your scapegoat.
To get more of my take on Oklahoma music, follow my blog and community platform, Make Oklahoma Weirder, which I run with my partner, Electra. You can find us at MakeOklahomaWeirder.com or on social media at WeirderOK, where we put out live music recommendations, music reviews, and other fun stuff. If you want to support us, consider joining our Patreon for as little as a dollar a month, or pick up some of our merch available at select OKC retailers. This podcast is produced by KOSU Radio and The Spy and is adapted from a radio segment I contribute to Lindsay's Lounge, a radio show that airs every Saturday at 8 p.m. on KOSU The Spy. The opening jingle was written and performed by Lindsay Cox. The hot dog sound bites were improvised by Timothy and Mary Stevens. And I'm your host, Evan Jarvix. Thank you for tuning in and supporting new independent music. I'll be back next week with another Oklahoma-based artist who I hope will make you exclaim, "Hot dog!"